What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. We're going to go over the scores from last night's NBA games, and there was a bunch of them. Let me pull up some of these games. I like to go over the box scores, pretty much see, you know, who did what and who's pretty much consistent all year long. The Bucks played the Pacers, beat them 149 to 136. Giannis gave you 38, 17 rebounds, and 12 assists. That's crazy ridiculous. 21 points for Brooke Lopez and 8 rebounds, who's definitely reinvented himself very well in the NBA. Oh, my gosh. Jrue Holiday put up 51 as well on 8 assists and 8 rebounds. He almost had a 51-point triple-double with a steal and a block. He had 6 turnovers, though. There was 11 turnovers between him and Giannis. And Chris Middleton did not play. The Pacers gave you 22 from Aaron Nesmith. Jordan Nwora gave you 18, 29 from Benedict Mathurin. Really good pickup for the Pacers. Really good pickup. He's been putting up a lot of big numbers as I've been looking up the box scores. And he's even going to be better next year as well. 15 from Andrew Nembhard. TJ McConnell, 12. 17 from Jalen Smith. 12 from O'Shea Brissett. I mean, they had a lot of balance. They had 7 guys scoring double figures. But you got to have 7 guys scoring double figures. When Giannis puts up 38, 17, and 12, and Jrue Holiday puts up 51, 8, and 8, you're never going to beat the Bucks any night like that. And they don't even have Chris Middleton. That's crazy, man. Next game is the Rockets and the Nets. Nets won 123 to 114. As they should, because they're the more experienced team. You got 15 from Kenyon Martin Jr., 12 from Jabari Smith Jr., 12 from Aperin Sengun, 31 from Kevin Porter Jr., 14 from Jalen Green. Kevin Porter Jr. also gave you 9 rebounds and 6 assists and 3 steals. Not bad, but they're still too young. They're not winning no games, and it's meaningless stats if you're not winning no games. Cameron Johnson, former Tar Heel, gave you 31, 7, and 5. His brother, Puff Johnson, just transferred away from North Carolina. So screw him. 18 points and 10 rebounds from Nick Claxton, 27 from Mikal Bridges, with 6 rebounds and 6 assists, and 20 from Spencer Dinwiddie and 11 assists. I want to see what Bridges' point per game is right now. 19.8. He was just at 19.6, 19.7, 19.8. I'm still calling it, man. He's going to hit 20 points a game before the end of the season with the few games that's left. I'm calling it still. I'm still calling it. Best thing that's happened to Bridges. Okay, Knicks beat the Heat 101 to 92. Jimmy Butler came back, but he only gave you 12, 16 from Tyler. I'm not your hero. And Gabe Vincent gave you 21. You got 12 from RJ Barrett for the Knicks, 12 from Jalen Brunson, 23 from Quentin Grimes, and Emmanuel Quickly gave you 24 as well. Okay, Sixers beat the Dallas Mavericks, who have seemed to just plummet ever since they got Kyrie Irving. Beat them 116 to 108. Tim Hardaway Jr. gave you 21. Kyrie gave you 23. Luka 24. But it just wasn't enough because you got 13 from Tobias Harris, 25 from Joel Embiid, 22 from Tyrese Maxey, 15 and 12 assists from James Harden, 17 from DeAnthony Melton, and 14 from Georges Yang. Lakers beat the Bulls 121-110. Davis bulldozes Bulls and Lakers victory. LeBron gave you 25-38 from Anthony Davis, 19 from Austin Reeves, 17 from D'Angelo Russell. That's typically what you're going to need from the Lakers for them to have any chance. 25, 7 rebounds, and LeBron gave you 4 assists, but I probably need a little bit more assists from him. 38, 10, and 4 from Anthony Davis. Austin Reeves gave you 19 and 5 assists, and 17 and 4 assists from Russell. I mean, they all the top scorers had pretty much 4 or 5 assists. But that's what you're going to need, 25, 38, about 19 and 17 from those cats to have any chance. DeMar DeRozan gave you 22 for the Bulls. Nikola Vucevic gave you 29. Zach LaVine gave you 16. 17 from Kobe White, former Tar Heel. But it's not enough as they lose the game. And let's pull up some of these other scores. A lot of games last night. Got a few more to pull up here. Clippers played the Memphis Grizzlies. They beat them 141-132. Interesting, because they might end up playing each other in the Western Conference playoffs. Terrence Mann gave you 11, 10 from Zubac. Eric Gordon gave you 14. Russell Westbrook gave you 36 and 10. Russell Westbrook pretty much won this game for them because they didn't have no Kawhi Leonard and they had no Paul George. Norman Powell gave you 13 and 20 from Bones Highland. Freaking Bones Highland, man. My favorite player right now, man. I love his name. Dylan Brooks gave you 30 from Grizzlies, 17 from Santi Aldama, Xavier Tillman, 16, 12 from Luke Kennard, Ja Morant gave you 36. But it just wasn't enough, man. Westbrook, that's the thing, man. Like, Westbrook is actually playing better with the Clippers than he was with the Lakers. He really is. And I like Westbrook, man. Like, what's not to like about Westbrook, man? I think he gets an unfair shake, like the way he gets criticized. This guy gives 1,000%, unlike Ben Simmons, who gives 0%. 0%. Okay, OKC beat the Pistons 107-106 off of Jalen Williams' putback. And he's the guy who's the runner-up for Rookie of the Year, a lot of people would say. James Wiseman gave you 14 and 11 from Detroit. Jaden Ivey's gave you 24. And a few other players gave you 11, 13, 10, 12, 14. Lou Dort gave you 20, 27 from Jalen Williams, who's runner-up for Rookie of the Year behind Paolo Banchero. Josh Giddey gave you 18 and 5. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander didn't even play. They still won the game. I like OK's future, man. OKC, I like their future, man. Definitely do. And speaking of OKC, Dizzle's available in OKC, so y'all need to buy Dizzle if you up in OKC, if you live in OKC or whatnot. Spurs lost to the Jazz. Taylor Horton Tucker erupts for 41 in Jazz win. He put up 41 and 4. Really, nobody else really did much. 17 from Chris Dunn. And then the Spurs, I mean, you got 21 from Malachi Branham. That's about it. 17 from Trey Jones. 17 from Devontae Graham. But I think the Spurs at this point do not want – they don't really care if they win any games. They're in the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes, and if not Victor Wembanyama, then I would say that Scoot Henderson sweepstakes, because if you're not in the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes this year, then you're in the Scoot Henderson, because he's the second best player. And I think Scoot Henderson, it could definitely I think he's better than Jalen Green. I'm going to just throw that out there. I think he's better than Jalen Green. We'll see. You never do know with these things. Cats can look dominant in college or dominant somewhere, G League or whatever, and then they go to the pros and they really can't do much. Okay, the Lakers have moved back up to the 8th seed. I know the Lakers would like to get into the 6th seed if possible. I don't think they will. There's only so many games left. Seems like Minnesota's been holding that 7th slot down for a hot minute. Pelicans dropped down back down to 9th. But everything pretty much looks the same. I want to go over the MVP race right now. Like, the MVP race, what's crazy is nobody really used to care about the MVP race until after the All-Star game. But now, like, first week of the, you know, season, everybody like, oh, so-and-so's MVP. I'm going to throw a cat out there that I think that's being undersold. A cat that probably should be in the MVP conversation. Like, I would literally say he's got to be, let's see, Jokic, Bede, Giannis, Jason Tatum. I would literally got to say this cat has to be number 5 on the MVP conversation. The fact that he's not is really crazy. And that's Domantas Sabonis. After I seen his stat line, and it's a stat line only like Wilt Chamberlain's put up, you know, and the Kings are literally like third in the league right now. They're 46-30, man. I mean, they've literally been up as high as number 2. They probably won't go no higher than number 3. But, I mean, the Kings have literally went from not even making the playoffs to being the number 3 seed in the West. And that's because Domantas Sabonis, man, and the addition of Kevin Huerter has helped. But a lot of people were trashing the Sabonis trade for Tyrese Halliburton. But, you know, where are the Pacers right now? I mean, I'm looking on the East. I don't see the Pacers anywhere in the top 8 seeds or the 10 seeds. Pacers are not even in the play-in tournament. And the Kings are clearly smoothly in the playoffs. They're in the playoffs. They're good to go. They're in there. 46-30. Definitely 16 games above 500. I'm not sold on them winning that series. But Domantas Sabonis definitely should be at least top 5 in the MVP race. I mean, and the fact that he's not is clearly just, it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. But I think right now, if I had to pick an MVP, since you go week to week and game to game, just based off of these last week, I got to give the edge back to Jokic. I got to get the edge back to Jokic. I wanted to go with Embiid. I had the edge with Embiid, but I got to give it to Jokic, especially if Embiid loses to Giannis in their next game. But I got to give it to Jokic. I really do. This is why I got to give it to Jokic. I think Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton is definitely two better pieces than Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray hasn't clearly showed that he was the Jamal Murray in the bubble when he was doing the 180 layups and all that. He was literally the guy winning the big games for them in that playoff run. You know, ever since the injury, Jokic had to take over the team and be a one-man offense, and he had no Jamal Murray. He had no healthy Michael Porter Jr. He didn't have Aaron Gordon at first until they traded him from Orlando, you know, when Jamal Murray got hurt. So you got to throw in that factor, you know, because the devil's in the details as well. So you got Giannis has got Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton. And even though Chris Middleton has been hurt big part of this season. He's had Drew Holiday a lot of the season as well. And I just think, like, he has more around him, even when you take away just their top two players. You know, Brooke Lopez and Giannis and Bobby Portis can win some games because they've shown it. You know, Joel Embiid has a future Hall of Famer on his team. And he's not necessarily playing like the James Harden from Houston, but James Harden is a future Hall of Famer. He's got Tobias Harris, Maxey, PJ Tucker. I mean, he's got a lot on that squad. A lot on that squad. And, you know, he's only in the third seed. Giannis is number one, and Bucks are number one, and Denver is number one. It's close, but I might have to give it to Joker. And to be honest with you, I want Embiid to win it. I want Embiid. I'm putting this out right now. I want Embiid to win the MVP. Just like, because I want the Sixers to come out the East. I would like to see the Sixers. I like to see the Sixers versus the Nuggets. That's what I would like to see. And that would really, to me, whoever wins, winner takes all, you know, even though the MVP is going to be decided based off the regular season, I think if you got Embiid versus Jokic in the finals, winner takes all, you know, clearly it'll say who really deserves it, you know. And whoever, like, that's the thing. Like, say Embiid beats Jokic in the finals, but Jokic wins the MVP. I mean, I don't think clearly anybody would argue the fact that Embiid was probably the MVP all year long. That's the thing. This is a close race, man. You got three very dominant cats right now, but they're just dominating in different ways. Such different ways. Jokic is doing it more on the scoring, assist, and rebound kind of aspect. Embiid is really doing it on a scoring and rebound aspect, but a post up back to the basket kind of game. And Giannis is more of a rebound and defense and scoring guy, but it's more of a uphill, run you over like a freight train kind of offense. And I would argue, like the reason Jason Tatum's not in is because, like, Boston is, like, they've kind of fizzled out this last couple weeks. They're still number two, but they've been losing a lot of games they shouldn't be losing. And he's just kind of quiet and silent. But I would still have him probably fourth in MVP race. And if and the thing about Ja Morant, like, people want to put him in there. Memphis has clearly shown they can win a lot of games without Ja Morant, that they're really good without Ja Morant. They still got Desmond Bain and Brooks and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Steven Adams when healthy. You know, they still got a lot of dogs on that team. But this is going to be interesting, man, you know. And that's the thing. Kevin Durant, if I'm not mistaken, I thought Kevin Durant came back. Oh, yeah, I missed the game. My bad. I missed the game. Minnesota and the Suns. The Suns beat them 107-100. Carl Anthony Towns played, gave you 25, 31 from Anthony Edwards. I think it's about time to move on from Carl Anthony Towns and let Anthony Edwards have the reins. He's a dog. You know, as an owner of New Litter Apparel, we like dogs. We like people with the dog mentality that is just ferocious. We got 29 out of Booker, 19 out of Chris Paul. Kevin Durant gave you 16 with 8 rebounds, 10 out of DeAndre Ayton. And they're not even fully healthy. I think they're missing a couple of players still inactive. But they're going to be interesting come playoff time. Terrence Ross, TJ Warren, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Kevin Durant, and Josh Okogie. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. These international cats, man, these names, man, they can't. have something simple like Chris Paul. But and Phoenix, man, Kevin Durant's back. Like, I would not be shocked if Phoenix comes out the West. There's really no sure thing out the West. It's like anybody, Denver, Phoenix, Golden State, Memphis. I mean, if any one of the teams came out the West, I'd be like, I'm not shocked. Golden State was there last year. Memphis is number two right now. Phoenix just got Kevin Durant. And Jokic could possibly win his third straight MVP. I mean, in East, it's Milwaukee and Boston and Philly for me. I don't think nobody else really has a chance. Even that's the thing, if the healthy Clippers come out the West, that wouldn't really be shocking because there's a lot of people that had their Clippers coming out the West this year because they figured they'd be a healthy Kawhi. They got the Clippers coming out the West every year because it's like they're optimistic that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George is going to be healthy. I mean, because together, I mean, like offense and defense, it's like you probably can't think of a better duo. You can't think of a better duo. Maybe Giannis and Jrue Holiday. Maybe Giannis and Jrue Holiday. That's about it. There's probably no better duo on the offense and defensive end than, you know, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And I might have to give the edge to Kawhi Leonard and Paul George because Jrue Holiday's never really been an MVP caliber player, and Paul George has been, and Kawhi Leonard has been in his career. That's why, you know, you got two efficient, and they're efficient. They're Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. They're efficient. They're smart. A lot of length. They're not really ball hogs, even though they do play a lot of ISO ball every now and then, and they stray away from the team passing. I mean, even if the Lakers won the play-in tournament, and they got in, if healthy Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and what they got left, like if they do what they did last night, they could run through the West. It's no sure thing in the West. Even Kevin Durant, the Suns, it's not a sure thing with Kevin Durant because he could go for a layup, you know, on the layup line and slip and fall again. Who knows? That's crazy. Yeah. And let me see if there's anything in the NFL that's newsworthy to talk about before I go. I don't think there's anything really out there that's – I'm not seeing nothing really. Quarterback Richardson meets with Carolina. That's the thing, man. Like, we don't know what Carolina's doing, man. I don't know what Carolina's doing. I really don't. I heard something about DeAndre Hopkins to Carolina. I don't think you get DeAndre Hopkins and Adam Thielen and you bring in a rookie quarterback that you're just going to win now with Carolina. I don't see none of these guys are like Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow to me. And there's only one of each. That's the two top dogs in the NFL right now, Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Everybody else is third, fourth, fifth fiddle. Josh Allen, I guess you could say, is probably number three. Him or Aaron Rodgers, you know. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if he goes back to Green Bay, which I seriously doubt, they're not going to be all that great next year. Ravens, Jackson gets real about his injury history. And that's still going to be the topic of discussion in the NFL until he gets a deal, is Lamar Jackson. But, like, if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers and goes somewhere else, it'll just take over the headlines instantly, and that'll be the talk until the Lamar Jackson deal again. Once again, I thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.